Today's Brentwood in Business interview on Phoenix FM is proudly sponsored by Brentwood Borough Council and Bennett's Funeral Directors.
Well, as you've just heard, Phoenix FM, Bennett's Funeral Directors and Brentwood Borough Council are jointly sponsoring our first ever Brentwood in Business Month, as part of which we're inviting 22 local businesses to tell us about their experiences of doing business in the borough. So I'm delighted today to be joined by Steve Baker, the current Managing Director of Baker Labels, who've been based in Brentwood for over a decade. So welcome to Phoenix FM, Steve.
Thanks very much for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Whilst your company started trading in London about 50 years ago, you moved to purpose-built premises here in Brentwood 11 years ago, and then just 4 years ago, a vacant neighbouring warehouse proved to be an opportunity not to be missed, and 3 years ago, you scooped the top prize in the Brentwood Business of the Year, only to be awarded the Essex Employers of the Year in 2020, and the Brentwood Employers of the Year just last year. Clearly it'd be superfluous to ask you if being based in Brentwood has been good for you, because it looks like it'd been a real blinder. But what I do have to ask you is, when you were in the throes of uprooting yourselves from Walthamstow, what were the key reasons that you chose for opting to base yourselves in Brentwood?
Well, yes, you're absolutely right. It has been a fantastic 10 years for us so far, and the awards keep coming, thank goodness. But yeah, that's great fun. But in terms of our initial choices, it was personal, partly to begin with. I'd moved out to this direction. Right. Both my boys were at Brentwood School, and then it was more a case of just drawing a circle on a map and thinking where can our staff reach quite easily.
You know, especially you.
Well, and especially me. Yeah, that was obviously the key bit.
Question.
So it had to be in between Walthamstow and Stock, where I live. Brentwood was obviously a lovely place to come to. We didn't think we'd be able to get into Brentwood. We thought it would probably be more sort of Upminster way, but this particular building came up, and it was fantastic, and we had to push the boat out quite a long way to be able to get it and to achieve it. But you know, we was really, really pleased, and well, as you said, we've gone from strength to strength over these last 10 years, so it's been absolutely superb. It was a fantastic move for us.
So it's really worked well for you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, clearly the clue's in the name. So your key business involves production of labels for a variety of trade customers. So would it be correct to say that you're less interested in selling to private individual customers?
Yes, private individuals is not our game. We're very much business to business. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we're a niche within a niche, because as a printer, we don't even really sell to many other businesses as such. We sell to other printers, print brokers, print management companies, guys like that. So we're like the trade supplier to a lot of front-end companies, which works really well, because it means the majority of people that we're dealing with know what they're talking about, and we don't have to have a lot of sales guys out there talking to a lot of individuals. So it's mainly larger companies that are doing full broking businesses. That's what we deal with.
So is the majority of your market in the UK, or do you supply overseas as well?
We do supply some overseas, but yes, the majority of it is UK. You know, that's our main point. And especially sort of since Brexit and the difficulties of getting things abroad, we're quite pleased for that. But we do have some that goes abroad, yes. Yeah.
So how beneficial have you found the road and rail links to and from Brentwood? But presumably not so exciting, the ports and airports, if you do most of your business in the UK.
The airports we found has actually been really good, because we do have quite a few overseas companies that come in, because we're a demonstration house for HP, and so they bring their potential clients in and we demo their presses for them. So so that's worked really well, apart from the fact that we always get a phone call and somebody says, we can't find your building and we're in Brentford. So it's that comes up on quite a regular basis. So So, but definitely the road links have been great. I mean, the fact that the M25 is, you know, 5 minutes down the road for us has been fantastic. You know, we obviously have a lot of...
And 14 hours to get from one side
well, to the other. Absolutely, yeah. but for the Arctics, you know, the lorries coming in, we have a lot of, yeah, a lot of bulk, you know, product that needs to come in, and those links have been superb for us. So
and A12 and A13 as well, of course.
Absolutely, yeah, it does work again when that's open. So it's
yes. I got stuck on the A12 yesterday. It took me 3 hours to get here from Southend.
Unfortunately, it is okay.
Wonderful it was. Mm-hmm. Now I imagine being such a large and successful business, do you still find it important to engage with and support the local community? And if so, what are the ways that you do this?
Oh, 100%. It's something which we feel incredibly strongly about. You know, we've sponsored the half marathon for, not sure, probably the last 5 or 6 years. We've been a title sponsor for the last couple of years. We really do believe in the giving back side of things. You know, we support our key charities that we support are SNAP, Kids Inspire in Chelmsford. We support the Brentwood Food Bank. But anything along those lines, you know, we 100% feel that we should be able to give back as much as we can. We're looking for more projects. You know, we're a founding member of Bieber, you know, with the environmental side with Brentwood. Mm. And we're looking for projects where the staff can get involved, you know, be that planting trees, you know, volunteering to tidy up areas. It's because it's fantastic for the community, but it's a brilliant thing for the company as well. You know, it's a good... good team building exercise and things work well and we've got a great crew there and everybody wants to do something and wants to help out, so very much so we're looking after the community. I mean, recently we just sponsored Great Danes women's football team and Brentwood Rugby Club, so we're trying to come away from the charities but to do additional stuff within the community. I mean, in fairness as well, we see it as a good business opportunity because we see if our name is out there a lot, then we're running apprenticeship programs. So we see with some of these sports areas, like especially with Brentwood Rugby Club, we see that they have a lot of young guys that are in there. They might be looking for their first jobs. They might be looking for summer jobs. Then that might lead into an apprenticeship, and that helps with the recruitment. You know, it makes it a lot easier if they're familiar with a local club, with a local business.
And the local name, of course.
Yes, absolutely.
So what advice would you give any other organisations who might be considering where to base themselves?
Advice? I mean, I think it totally depends on what type of business you are.
I was going to ask you what type of business you thought would be most suitable.
Yeah, I think unfortunately there's going to be an element that any type of large manufacturing is coming under pressure because the demand for housing in the borough is always going to be a bit difficult, and I know that there's plans afoot to build large industrial areas out near the 127 and places like that, which is great, and that's good for the links, but I think it's going to be a lot more service based. It's going to be in the actual, near the town centre and all, in the borough itself. So it's, but you do need some larger employers. You know, you need places. You know, unfortunately, if we're seeing too many of these storage places appearing and things like that, you know, you need areas where people are going to work. You know, employment is important. Not everybody wants to get on a train and go up to the city. So,
I don't think anybody does. They've got any sense.
That's right. So, I'm a firm believer in local employment. So, I think it's that's what we want to do. What we want to develop. You know, so it's whatever can be done to help that is good. But I see it. From our point of view, we look that we have to compete with the city to get the right people. Yeah, we've got Brentwood School up the road. We've got good links with those guys. We've got good links with a few schools, where we're trying to develop the young people. We've done things like we've put a gym in at work because we know that some of these things are the perks you get uptown, and you think, well, if you can get that locally, then we're more likely to attract the right people.
Good stuff. Okay, here comes a fastball with topspin. What if any suggestions do you have to make the borough even more attractive to businesses? There you go.
Well, yeah, that's a tricky one because, in fairness, we get on really well with the council. We have good connections with the environmental side of things. So we don't really have too many negative sides. Obviously, things like rates would be obviously nicer that you have that. Yeah. If anything could be done with those, but no, I'm quite happy with what the borough does.
Everything is great.
I think they do a good job. It's a tough job, but I think in comparison with other boroughs, I think Brentwood Council do a good job. So can't complain.
Okay, Steve. Well, many thanks for coming in and talking to us today.